I am Derek Eberle, Associate Principal for Special Education at Del Valle High School in Austin, Texas. Our special education teachers are teamed with content teachers. So that's really where they get their content strength and are able to increase the rigor. So our math teacher or my algebra teacher specifically works all day long in the algebra classroom from planning to delivering instruction. How do we include special education students from the very low cognitive developed students to those with maybe just moderate learning disabilities? We take a scaffolded approach to inclusion. So the least restrictive and least amount of support are our mainstream students that are assigned case managers. When we get into kind of the next level, we have support facilitation. Support facilitation puts two teachers in the classroom, one content specialist and one special education teacher who is very strong in the content in the classroom, maybe every other day or 2-3 days a week. Co-teaching is the next level. Those students have two teachers in the classroom every day. From co-teaching, we move into our resource section, our resource classes. And one of the things that we've done recently that has dramatically increased the rigor in our resource classes, so those are our students with moderate or more significant learning delays, those classes are being taught by the inclusion teachers. So what we do is my Algebra 1 teacher, for example, will teach three sections of co-teaching throughout the day and then two sections of the resource class. So they get that exposure to the content and to the instruction, and they really and truly are just taking what they did in the regular Algebra 1 classroom that day and modifying it and adapting it for those kids. Our professional learning communities are really the crux of what makes us a successful campus. Without the PLCs, the special education teachers really would be unable to support the gen ed teachers in those classrooms, whether it's co-teach or support facilitation. Going back to being able to increase the rigor in a resource class, where in the past you would have a math teacher that was essentially isolated from the math department and they taught math all day long. It makes a lot of sense and has helped tremendously on having those teachers part of the PLCs. Looking at our students who want to go to a four-year college straight from high school, we are really looking at ways to figure out how to accommodate them to keep them on the most rigorous path. One of the courses that we're going to offer next year is an inclusion or a co-teach pre-AP course in chemistry. And so giving that second teacher is really going to help expose those students to college preparatory courses.